Site 2. Early Explorers. After Captain James Cook named Cape Byron on the 15th of May 1770, many other ships passed by before any Europeans landed in the area, including Matthew Flinders in 1802 in the Investigator and Captain John Oxley in the Mermaid in 1823 on his survey of the New South Wales coast and Moreton Bay. It was Captain Henry Rouse and William Johns in 1828 in the Rainbow who made the first documented landing. Rouse and his crew collected depth soundings of the bay. Johns prepared a map of the coast and the bay between Cape Byron and a small river to the north, the Brunswick River. That map shows a saltwater lagoon, the Belongil Creek, the Julian Rocks, and a good anchorage at what is now Clark's Beach, just southwest of the pass. They had identified the bay as providing safe anchorage for both large and small vessels. Surveyor Robert Dixon's visit to Cape Byron in June 1840 is the first documented European visit by land. He recorded natives, the Iroquois Aboriginal, fishing with nets, and he established a trig station on Cape Byron as the base for further surveying. With the passing of the Crown Land Alienation Act in 1861, the land in the Byron area was open for free selection by settlers. However, a reserve around Cape Byron extending from Tallow Creek to Belongil Creek precluded selection along this part of the coast. Part of the reserve survives today as the Cape Byron Reserve. There was still no sign of European habitation at or near Cape Byron in 1865, when the New South Wales Inspector of Police visited. The rugged terrain, the deep rivers and dense vegetation prevented easy access by land from any direction. It is recorded that the Cedar Getters were at Byron Bay in 1869, and by the early 1870s had set up tent camps at Byron Bay. The earliest dwelling recorded within the present Byron Bay area was a lonely slab hut in Palm Valley, first noted in 1882. This was an illegal occupation.